Hello, 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 EOB Mafia. Welcome back to another action-packed installment of Evolution of Brand. I'm Jason Sircone, and today on episode 162, I'm sharing the mic with author and personal brand extraordinaire Chelly Phillips. As we tap into the evolution of Chelly's brand today, we'll be discussing the importance of building a personal brand, whether you have your own business or work for someone else, strategies you can implement to take your personal brand to the next level today, and how to bulk up your presence on LinkedIn and use each valuable piece of your profile real estate to your advantage. All of this and much, much more is teed up and ready for you on episode 162 of Evolution of Brand, right after a quick word from yours truly. You want to know the biggest problem with podcast guesting, EOB Mafia? Too many people are overcomplicating it. Guests are joining podcasts and going into sales mode, they're treating it like it's a performance, and they're not taking advantage of the incredible networking and relationship building elements that make the podcast community so great. Now me, I'm all about doing things right, doing things strategically, and doing things with ease. I've narrowed podcast guesting down to three core fundamentals that will allow you to leverage podcast guest appearances as a primary piece of your brand building initiatives. If you want to attract new clients, generate more revenue, enhance your network, and achieve undeniable results, then you need to check out what I have in store for you today. Visit podcastguestingsimplified.com to learn more. Chelly Phillips, welcome to Evolution of Brand. Say hello to the EOB Mafia and share a time that you listened to yourself instead of what others told you was right, and it led to a major accomplishment.
Hi, Jason. I am super happy to be here today. And, you know, I look back, I'd have to say that had to be probably 5 years ago when I started my business myself. I was in a corporate career and we had a change of management. But it's one of those things. I had been there for 21 plus years. And, you know, everybody's looking at, oh, you're crazy. You're vested in all the programs, all the retirements, all this other kind of stuff. Why do you want to leave now? And what are you going to do? And I will tell you, it's the best move that I ever made, is like trusting myself, trusting my gut and intuition, and really taking that leap to step out there and start doing something that I was passionate about and knew could really impact other people.
It can be extremely difficult to stay in those types of situations when it's just not unleashing your passion.
It really can. And you'd be surprised. You know, I tell everybody ours came because of a leadership shift. An old CEO retired, a new one came in. And it's really amazing to me the difference that one person can actually make inside an organization, whether that's positive or negative. In my case, it was negative. But, you know, you can do the same thing in a positive element wherever you are. You can be that change that you want to see. And hopefully not everybody has to make that drastic leap that says, you know, okay, peace, I'm out of here. So
I know I've experienced that in my past, and I'm sure anyone listening to our conversation today to some degree has experienced a little bit of that as well. You're absolutely right. One person can make a tremendous difference, which is a great segue into what we're going to talk about today here on Evolution of Brand. And Chelly, I'm so glad that you were able to take the time to join me and contribute your knowledge and expertise to the show. We're going to be talking about building a personal brand designed for career success, as well as how to leverage that personal brand that you build and put it on LinkedIn so you truly stand out. And LinkedIn has come up a lot here on the show. I feel that that network has a lot of pros, a lot of cons, a lot of positives, a lot of negatives. We want to make sure that we are accentuating those positives, and we're going to talk about a lot of those today. Before we really dig in with this, Chelly, take a moment to tell us who you are and how your brand has evolved over the years.
So, you know, I think the thing about all brands is that they evolve, and mine is no different. If I look back when I first started in my career, I said I've had a time where I was a radio journalist, I was a newsprint journalist, and then I moved into public relations, and now I'm my own boss in my own, you know, in my own world doing what I do. And so if you look at that from the time that I started to where I'm at now, there's been this huge evolution. And I think that's one thing that people not need to be afraid of, is that as you grow and as you have experiences and as you gain accomplishments and skills, your brand is going to change with you. And you're going to be able to attract those people that are interested in the same things that you are or the skill set that you have, because that's what you're going to begin to be putting out there. And so really in the last few years, I've gone from trying to help promote the organization that I work for to being able to promote myself as a resource for people and someone that they can look at for advice and expertise. And how can you set yourself up for success? So I'd say that's probably been the biggest evolution is getting used to I'm putting my face out there. I'm putting my content out there, and I'm sharing it in a way that I hope people find it to be very beneficial instead of sharing someone else's content or someone else's story.
I think that's an incredibly important step for everyone to understand, whether you are building your own business, building your own brand, or if you're working for an organization, that content can play such a vital role in positioning you as an expert in your field. And if you are part of an organization, that expertise should be valued by that organization because it's going to help them grow as well. And at the same time, if they're valuing you as an asset to their company, that personal branding and all of that great content that you're sharing is only going to make that brand more valuable and you as well. Something very important for everyone to realize.
Yeah, you know, a lot of leaders in the business, if they find that their employees are posting about their accomplishments or about even side hustles or any other thing that you have going on, you know, almost immediately they start thinking that, oh, they must be looking for a job elsewhere. They wouldn't be talking about what they do and how they do it and all this other kind of stuff. And almost the exact opposite is true. When a person feels valued and they're willing to share what's happening day to day at work for them, then what they're telling the company is, I like being where I'm at. I think you're doing good things. I want other people to know that good things are happening here. And when I do corporate training events, you know, one of the things that I do is really focus on how you should really encourage your employees to brand themselves. The other thing is it lets your customers know the great people that you have working for them. And we all know whether you're a company or whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're just selling online, one of the things is we want to build that trust between our customer base and what we're doing. And when customers see you have high quality people working for you that enjoy their job and what they're doing, they're going to trust what you're putting out there and they're going to become repeat customers. And that's the goal of anything that we do, whether it's for ourselves or for someone else, is to build up that repeat business volume, because that's where the money really is inside any kind of business.
100%. I think that we have to be so aware of the communication piece in this case. And when you're having that constant communication, it doesn't have to be every single day. What are you up to? What are you doing? But keeping in touch with the type of development that these people are having within their career and even on the outside, it can play such a vital role. And the lack of communication is what can turn a person off and make them feel like less of an asset to the company or less of an asset to their cause. And therefore, they start to look the other way and try to find other ventures to get themselves into.
Absolutely. That's why it's a great opportunity for a business leader or, you know, like for your team leaders and that kind of thing, is to really develop that one-on-one conversation with the employees that are part of your team. What matters to them? What kind of training would benefit them? And be able to put them on kind of a personalized path. But what the great thing is that it ends up benefiting the team as a whole. You know, when you're helping them feel motivated to learn, and when they learn new tasks or they learn some better way to do a process, or they learn a new skill that makes it better for everybody else that's involved in a certain project, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. Not only is the employee being able to say that, I've learned a new skill, which means hopefully that I'm going to get a raise down the road, or I get more responsibility down the road, which is going to, you know, advocate to a promotion or whatever else. But it's also showing that you care about what matters to that person on an individual basis. And when you add that human element to it, that whole experience at work, that whole team experience that you have becomes so much stronger because you're looking at it as a person and not necessarily the business bottom line.
So Shelley, I think the next question I'm about to ask you has been baked into what we've been talking about so far, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because I want to hear your definition of what is a personal brand.
So a personal brand to me is what I call a credibility bank. And so, you know, what you're putting out there is what people are going to think about you when you're not in the room. And, you know, all the good that you do, all the positive posts that you do are going to be out there, and they're going to be gaining interest. So, you know, like, just like you put money in and get an account, it's going to be gaining that interest so that as you have more experiences and as you have more accomplishments, your value is going to increase in someone's eyes because they've been seeing what you've been doing throughout this journey. And, you know, it's just like any time, if you go to take out a loan or you're looking for the right partner in business or whatever it is, you're going to want to go somebody who's got this solid reputation and they're not coming in empty handed. I really look at it as a credibility bank, is that you go in and someone's going to make this withdrawal because of what you've been putting out there and what you've been stocking up over time. And it really adds to that know, like, and trust that we have as a person so that people feel comfortable. And the other piece of that is when I work with clients that are working about career change, it's really interesting. I tell people all the time is that people are not going to pay you what you're worth. They're only going to pay you what they think that you're worth. And the really cool thing is that we control what people think based on what we're putting out there in the world for them to see. We're our greatest assets. And so, you know, back again to that whole bank reference, that credibility bank, is that, you know, if we're our biggest assets, we need to be growing those and nurturing those and investing in those, which is what we're doing when we're talking about them online, or when we're showing them on our website, or when we're speaking to people, or where we're doing events, or even just one-on-one interactions. Any kind of interaction, whether it's digital, in person, or whatever, is adding to that bank. It's adding to that reserve that you have going, because everybody is making an assumption based on that interaction with what do you know, what, you know, like, what skills do you have and what you're bringing to the table.
That credibility piece is enormous, and it's something that I talk about often when you think about the sheer amount of information that is thrown at us from a simple Google search or a YouTube search. We are looking for a credible resource that we can turn our trust towards so we get the transformation that we seek. Within that is often a lot of information that may seem just a little bit off or a little bit shady, and it just can completely muddy the waters. But when we find the thought leader that we're looking for, it's more than likely someone that has taken time to establish that credibility, to position themselves as a go-to resource in their space. And they've got people lined up thanking them for helping them solve a problem. And more than likely, that's your problem as well. So now you've got some social proof that you're putting your trust in the right person. And if it's someone that just comes at you through a LinkedIn DM or a random email out of nowhere, more than likely your defense mechanism is going to be up and that trust factor just hasn't been built yet, which makes me wonder how anybody is successful with those type of approaches in a world where credibility is so huge.
I don't know, that's one of my pet peeves about any of the platforms. It's just the spam messages that you get all of the time. It's like, did you even read my profile and know what I'm doing for a living? Or, you know, like you just want to go, I don't even know why you sent this to me. Yeah. And, you know, and I look at trust today is something that I think we all struggle with. You know, after the last few years, you know, people, you know, there's so much different information streams out there, and who am I going to listen to and who am I going to believe? And, you know, you have everybody now is like, do I believe the news or I don't believe the news, or do I believe this person that's, you know, like, and so we're all juggling with ourselves is who do we believe and why do we believe them? And so anytime that you have anything that's incongruent, it makes it that much more difficult for you to break through that trust barrier. I use the example of, I had a client that they were a health and nutrition trainer, so a fitness trainer. Their Instagram was nothing but fitness, 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 you know, workouts, you know, athletic poses, you know, whole nine yards. But then you would flip to their Facebook and, you know, it would be the beer and pizza night and it would be all these other kinds of things, which I'm not saying you can't have both, but if, you know, most people are not going to stop at one platform if they're interested, and they're going to see, okay, well, this is what I'm seeing here is what I'm seeing over here going to match everything. Yeah. And, you know, you can keep some of it private, you know, and some of it is, you know, like everybody needs a cheat day every now and then to keep their sanity or whatever. And, sure. And you could have built that into what you were doing as a trainer, but because there was none of that on the other, it felt so wrong that it was on the other page that he was actually losing business because of it. You know, people were finding, like, who are you and what do you really believe and what are you really going to teach me? Is if this is the way you live, but this is what you say I should do. It felt very incongruent to people. And so sometimes it's something really simple that can be like, oh, well, this is only my friends look at this. Well, no, if it's public, everybody's looking at it. So, you have to be real careful about that. And, just like you said, with the way that you're using LinkedIn and you're doing some different things like that, it's setting a perception and a tone for people. And so you have to be very aware that that tone or what are you, that messaging that you're doing is a reflection of what you really want it to say.
You know what I've discovered as I've gotten older and social media has been part of my life for not three full decades, but three different decades of my life. I got on in my 20s, I lived it through my 30s, and now I'm in my early 40s. Not everything needs to go on the internet. You can keep some things to yourself and still live a fun life. And I think that more often we get so wrapped up in everything has to be shared. For one, it takes away from the experience. And a prime example of that, this goes a little bit off subject, but I'll make it quick. My family and I went to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra show here in Pittsburgh in December. We kept looking, me and my dad were just laughing because half the people just had their phones up so they could record it. Instead of just sitting back
Being
and
in the
enjoying the
moment,
show and being in the moment, it's like you have to capture every piece so the rest of the world can live it too. To piggyback on that, I remember first job I had out of college was selling cell phones, and woman came into the store to pay her bill and it was through the roof and she had this real basic plan and I said, "What did you do?" And she just kind of sunk her head down. She goes, "I was at the Bruce Springsteen concert the other night and my friend couldn't go, so I held my phone up the entire time so she could hear the concert and I didn't realize I was roaming." This is back in the day. I was like, "Doesn't she have the CD?" So again, live in the moment,
But a
don't
true friend to do that the entire thing for
I if,
someone.
I, if any of my friends would have asked me to do that, I was in you're out of your mind. But live in the moment and just enjoy things and don't worry about putting everything. So if you are in the health and wellness space or the fitness and nutrition and your brand is built around that, yeah, if you're going to have a pizza day, a cheat day, I'm a member at Planet Fitness. They used before COVID, they always talked about the pizza days that they would have. Work that into your messaging so you don't create these crossed wires where people wonder what you're really all about. That could completely destroy your brand. Crazy.
Absolutely. I said I couldn't agree more.
Well, Shelley, before we move on to the LinkedIn phase of our conversation, what are some of the ninja strategies that you know that you can share with us about building your personal brand and if we're looking to put more emphasis on that today?
So the first thing I want to talk about is something that's a hindrance for people. And, I tell people I'm a good Southern girl. I am born and raised in the South. And I had that mama that would sit there and tell you, it's not nice to talk about yourself. That's rude. You shouldn't talk about yourself. And so many people grew up with that. That sometimes that's the first obstacle that you have to get over when you're working on personal branding is that it is okay to talk about yourself and what you're doing and what you've accomplished. And it doesn't have to come across as swarmy or anything like that. It can be just kind of factual. Hey, this is what I've done and this is what I've learned and this is how I can help you along the way so that you don't make the same mistakes that I've made. But a lot of people get really focused on, oh, it feels weird to talk about me. It feels weird, like you're writing your profile statements and you're writing your summary statements and they're in first person, I, and we're told we don't talk like that. We don't do those kind of things. And so that's my first ninja trick is like get used to talking about yourself. If you have to practice it with your friends, practice it with your friends, talk to it, and then record yourself on the phone and hear yourself. And the second piece of that is really believe it. We all have that imposter syndrome that's walking around in our head that says, are you really what you say you are? Can you really do this for people? Like we all have those days where we doubt it, but you have to have that belief, and that belief in what you do has to come through in what you say. Because if you want people to come to you for advice or experience or for help, then they have to feel confident that you're going to be able to actually provide that for them. So that's my first ninja trick is like it's all mindset to begin with. It's like you've got to get comfortable with being able to talk about you, and then you've got to do it in such a way that people can feel that same confidence that yes, I can trust them to do what they say that they're going to do.
And do it in a way that's not narcissistic, to where you're not just bragging and going over the top about all these great things that you've accomplished. You still want your ideal customer, ideal client, ideal listener to feel the love and realize that you're a resource they can trust to help them feel that same transformation. So you're still making your story about them, even though you're talking about yourself and the things that you can do for them.
Yeah, you really want your voice to be heard. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like talk about it like you would talk with a friend. You know, everybody has that friend in real life that's going to look at you and go, get over yourself. You know, like, and so like, if you're having that conversation, that's why I said, try it out with your friends first, because if they look at you and go, okay, get over yourself, okay, you know, you're gonna need to work on it just a little bit. But if they have this conversation and it feels natural, like, you know, this is what I've learned and this is how you can apply it. And, you know, and you go through that and they feel the excitement in what you're doing. That is, you know, one of the best things, because what we're really trying to do is create that connection with somebody. We want them to hear our voice. We want them to hear our message and be true about it. And, you know, when you come across as genuine and authentic, then you're going to build that trust factor that we were talking about earlier, and it's going to allow that connection. So it's not going to feel cheesy, or it's not going to feel like it's made up and fake or whatever. And so, like I said, that mindset is probably one of the biggest pieces that I think people need to really work on getting that shift. And the other piece of that is, who do you want to talk to? Who is the person that you're wanting to attract to you? You know, like, you know, you need to do some work to begin with to decide, who is the audience that I want to hear me? Who can I help, or who do I want to, you know, who will benefit from my product or my service or anything like that? Because they're going to have their own phrases and their own words and their own things that are going to stick out to them, and it's going to make it resonate. And you need to learn what matters to them, so that you can communicate in a way that effectively comes back and brings them back to what you're saying.
Find that authentic story and be proud of it, no matter what it is. And when you put your story out into the world, it's going to find those ideal people, and it's going to attract them to you. And in a way, it's going to push the people that you don't necessarily want part of your world away. And that's fine. That's okay. We're never going to please everyone, but we are going to please the right people that are able to relate to our message and ultimately see us as the resource that can deliver that transformation that they seek.
Yeah, is one thing I tell people all the time is that in this day of everything is filtered and everything is made pretty and all this other kind of stuff, is that sometimes we worry when we're getting started that it has to be perfect before I can put it out there. And, you know, if you look back over the course of my career and the things that I've been doing, you will definitely see a lot of imperfection in what's out there. But it's been a growth process for me as well. And I tell my clients all the time, it's like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be perfectly you. And if you can really focus on that aspect, that I'm putting something out that is, I truthfully feel is me, and I am being accurate with that story, and I'm telling it to the best of my ability. If your makeup's not perfect that day, it's okay. Or if you have a piece of hair that's sticking straight out in the video, you know, people are going to get over it and it's going to be fine. In fact, that, you know, adds a little character to what's going on, and, you know, they're going to remember it for different reasons. And so, you know, they're going to remember you as like, she or he is the one that she's just telling it like it is. It's real life. They're living what they're doing, and they're sharing it in a way that matters and is meaningful. And so, you know, don't focus on it having to be absolutely perfect before you start sharing with the world.
To speak to that point, Shelley, I actually was watching a video the other night where a woman, as she was doing her presentation on the video, made up a word, and then she caught herself. Because when she said, I go, what? And then she stopped. She goes, wait a minute. And then she showed herself looking up the word and she came back and said, okay, it's actually this. And she made that part of her video. Perfect example of the fact that none of us are perfect. And she even put it center stage to show us that she isn't perfect, but she still has a message to deliver to the world. And I got more from that than her trying to be squeaky polished and maybe just leave that word alone and try to pretend that it was real. Because I remember it made no sense at all. So,
well, because you're going to believe the next thing she tells you.
Right.
Because you watched her make a mistake, own up to it, and be like, well, I don't know what I was thinking, but this is what I meant. And here we go. I think just human nature is we give people grace like that because we've all been in that same situation. We've all gotten tongue tied at some point in time, right. You know, giving a presentation or we've all, you know, we all have things that come out of our mouth and you go, oh, what was I thinking when that, you know? And so, you know, I think when we have those moments, it just really allows us to connect on a human level much more effectively, and people really get to see who you are, which is what a personal brand is all about.
100%. Shelley, what do you feel is the high value real estate on someone's LinkedIn profile?
So I think there's two areas that people should focus on. Well, actually three. So we're going to go say three. There's three high value areas, but one's not really an area, it's a thing. Photos. You need to take advantage of the photo opportunities that are on LinkedIn, because when you look at a lot of profiles, they're so copy heavy. You know, it's just text after text after text after text, and you want to do something that's going to make yours stand out. So you have your profile picture. Everybody needs a profile picture on LinkedIn, and it needs to be a pretty classic headshot. Now, it can have a background, or you can, you know, it can show you in the colors that make you feel well, all this other kind of stuff, but it really needs to be a traditional kind of headshot. You can also do videos now on your profile picture. You know, like someone can actually hover over it and you can have a 30-second video, I think, is talking about what you do and how you do it. Take advantage of that, because not everybody knows that's out there and you want something to stand out for yourself. And then your background image on the banner image that they call it in LinkedIn. If I pull up someone's profile and it still has a generic blue background that LinkedIn was known for to begin with, I'm like, oh, bless her heart, they need some help. And so use that opportunity to promote yourself and what you're doing and the industry that you're in. You know, share a quote, if nothing else, that matters to you. Put something back there that people can get a feel for who you are. And then now in LinkedIn, you have the opportunity to highlight some posts that really matter to you. You can put them as pinned posts. You can share some presentations. You can share videos. You can share web links, and they'll all be up there for people to find in little areas. And then under your work summary and your work experience, you can actually share more in those areas. And so I'd really say take advantage of where you can put some kind of visual in there to really make your profile stand out from someone else's. The next piece that you really need to focus on is the headline. You know, it's really short. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like Twitter. You only have a couple hundred characters to be able to do something. Make it stand out a little bit. Don't just put the generic looking for a job or that you have, you know, I told somebody, I said, I did a presentation not too long ago for the Chamber of Commerce and one of their leadership groups that they had. And one of the profiles I put up on there, the person was talking about they did office work, a lot of Excel work and this kind of thing. And they called themselves the Beyonce of Excel. And I'm like, you immediately get, now this is, I wouldn't, depending on your profession, it might not be what you want to do for your page, but if it fits and it's good and you're a freelancer or something like that, it would be a perfect thing to get the attention to. But I mean, it caught my attention right off the bat. And I'm like going, oh, if they can make Excel that fun, then I need to talk to them about doing some of these spreadsheets or whatever, you know. So use that to your advantage. And then the other piece that's really the high value profile is that summary area. And you know, use it to tell a little bit of a story about you. You want to really be able to share the fact that you're a person and that there's things outside of work that add value to who you are as well. I'll give an example from one of my clients that was in finance for years and years and years, worked in banking, and then decided a couple of years ago that they wanted to shift to real estate. As I was talking to them, they not just real estate in general, but they wanted to work with people who wanted second properties. Either they were rental income or like vacation homes or things like that, had a passion for that area. And so as we dug a little bit deeper, comes to find out when he was a kid, he used to go with his dad had a rental property and he would go with him to, you know, do the handyman stuff, you know, like on weekends, fix up whatever need to be fixed up. But that rental property was their vacation fund. And so from a kid's going forward, he's always thought of as rental property is what gets me to do the fun things in life. You know, that was the, it's how we took our family vacation is because, you know, that's where the money came from. And that's what I want to be able to give other people. And so when we were working on their summary, for LinkedIn, I said, you have to tell that story in some way, because A, it shows that real estate is something that you've been passionate about for years and years and years. It's not something you've just decided, oh, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to switch to this profession, that you've had an interest in this for years. And this is why it got started. I mean, like, everybody's going to connect with that story. They're going to think about that kid that got to go to Disney World because of this vacation product. And so, you know, when you can add a little element that makes you human and shows why you're passionate about what you're doing, you know, if you're an enthusiast, you know, health enthusiast, and environmental things are your key, and you love rock climbing, that shows the passion is that I love to be out in nature. I love to do this. And this is why environmental issues are key to something that I care about. You know, when you can make it real and somebody can really associate why you do something with why you love it, then that makes you that much more believable, that much more inclined to attract those people to you. And they see you as a real person, not as just, you know, just another one of the profiles that I'm running across. They make that connection with you because you've shared a piece of your life that they wouldn't have known any other way.
And that's an incredibly important part. And that's all phenomenal information, Shelley. But that part is, that really hits me, because at the end of the day, when you think about the fact that we're doing business with other human beings, the platforms that bring us together. But when you remove all that from it, you're having conversations with people. And I know this from personal experience. When I'm talking to clients on the phone or we're talking through Zoom, we're not just talking about business. We're talking about those personal things that get us excited, talking about, maybe, you know, I'm a big sports fan, so we'll talk about sports, or maybe they had something they just went to do. They were on a big vacation, whatever it is. It's not just all about business. That's a part of our lives and a part of our overall complexion. But you add in these little pieces that help you become a more relatable human being, you put yourself in a much better position to win. And that transcends LinkedIn. I think that's something you have to have in front of mind no matter what you're doing, is remember that you're human. You are not a robot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our stories are what people remember. You know, I tell people when I'm doing like interview training, like when they're going for a career change or promotion work and that kind of thing, is you wouldn't have been invited to interview if they didn't think you had the skills, because that piece is already, you know, there. You know, they've decided, okay, you meet the minimum qualifications, let's bring you in and talk to you. Your job now is to convince them that you are somebody that they want to spend 8 hours a day with in the office with. And how do we do that? That's us. That's our people side. That's, you know, like, would you enjoy being around me? Could we have a conversation? Could I work with you? That's all the stuff that we're bringing to the table. More than likely, you're not going to have to convince them. I mean, like, they may ask a few questions about the skill and stuff, but really what they're in the back of their mind is they're thinking is like, can I sit in the break room and have lunch with this person? And it's the same thing when a client's wanting, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, when a client wants to hire you, you're thinking, okay, do I want to spend the next six months working with this person on this project? You know, can we get along? Are we going to, you know, is it going to be a chore? Am I going to enjoy my time with them or not? And so that is that human element that we have to put out there. And stories are what connect us. You're going to remember the story about the kid that has, you know, goes to Disney World more than you're going to remember what certifications that they had from any kind of program or licensing thing that they went through. And so, you know, I tell people that all the time, is like, focus on the story. Make sure that you're putting that piece out there, that your branding is about you and the core of who you are. And that includes the emotions that come with it too.
Well, Shelley, I think that is a phenomenal way to wrap things up today. I want to thank you for bringing the goods to Evolution of Brand today. This is a great conversation, and I'm sure the EOB Mafia is feeling that as well. So tell us how we can keep this good thing going by connecting with you and checking out your books and getting access to your Build Your Brand worksheet.
Yeah, absolutely. So of course you can find me on LinkedIn. You know, it would feel counterproductive if I'd talk about LinkedIn all day and say you can't find me there, but you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, any of the platforms, Shelley Phillips, and I should pop right up. But yes, I have it's called Build My Brand. And if you go to shelleyphillips.com/buildmybrand, you can download a worksheet that will walk you through building your own personal branding statement. And I think it's incredibly important that people learn, build that statement to begin with, because it really clarifies who you're talking to, what your message is, and why it's going to matter to somebody. And, you know, if you can boil that down into about two sentences, that, you know, you can use it for networking events, you can use it when you're, you know, you're out at the grocery store talking to people that you strike up a conversation with. When you can get really clear about that and have that as something that just kind of rolls off your tongue over and over again, that's one of the best ways to get started in building your brand and having the pieces there that'll, you know, move you farther down that road.
Well, as always, those links can be found in the show notes so you can take advantage of Shelly's offer. And once again, thank you so much for being here today and providing all this value on Evolution of Brand today.
Oh, it's been super fun. Thanks so much for having me.
EOB Mafia, thank you for taking the time to join Shelly and I today. To get more from this episode, visit evolutionofbrand.com, click on the archives link, then go to episode 162. Or head straight to jasoncircone.com/Chelly Phillips for instant access to links, resources, and show notes. If you'd like to show your support for Evolution of Brand, rate, review, follow, and subscribe. It is all appreciated. But above all else, if you got something from today's conversation, please recommend it to one person in your circle who you know will feel the impact as well. You've been listening to Evolution of Brand. Until we meet again, this is Jason Sircone reminding you to never stop evolving.